Thanks for listening. Prophecy Today is a listener-supported ministry, and this information is available because of the prayers and donations of people just like you. To make a donation, go to prophecytoday.com/partners or call 877-674-3298. And remember to keep looking up until...
Now we're going to go to the European Union, out of the Middle East, into the European Union. Our broadcast partner who assists us in understanding what's happening in that part of the world to keep us abreast of all of their activities as we watch, in fact, the world stage being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. As we look at the European Union, it's Dr. Rob Congdon. We find Rob someplace across the country. You're traveling from meeting to meeting. Where are you right now, Rob?
Right now, we're in Leola, Pennsylvania, at Community Bible Church, out in the Amish countryside, if you will.
Now, you're going to be there for this weekend?
Be for the weekend, and three times on Sunday.
Well, that's great. And if you're in that area, be sure to go over and visit the church and sit under the prophetic teaching of Dr. Rob Congdon. Our focus, Rob, has been today, and we've been using a team coverage of this situation of the startup of the peace talks in Washington, D.C., with many players from the Middle East coming in to join with the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, along with the peace envoy to Israel from the United States, Mr. George Mitchell, former senator from up in Maine, and of course the president's going to have his hand in all the activities as well. So let me start with that as we begin our conversation together. The European Union wants to play a role. In fact, their peace envoy representing the European Union, the United States, United Nations, and Russia, the quartet, is Tony Blair, former Prime Minister of Great Britain. And he made a statement earlier this week that if indeed there's going to be any success come out of these Middle East talks, both sides must be serious as they sit at the table. Looks like Tony is trying to play a role in these talks coming together.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, this gives him the perfect stage setting, if you will, for him to increase his role. He's been active in the Middle East. He knows all the people who are involved, and this gives him the opportunity, if you will, for the world press to actually see him in action. So far, it's all been behind the scenes, but this has been a real area of concentration for him. This could be where he makes his international name instead of just being a former Prime Minister of Britain.
And, of course, moving into a higher echelon someplace on the world leadership role as well, which we've talked about as prospects of leading the European Union ultimately. They have a pragmatic politician, Mr. Van Rompuy, leading them at this point in time. A personality that could grab the bull by the horns and make it happen would be Tony Blair. Well, that's another discussion for another time. Catherine Ashton is the one who heads up the foreign policy for the European Union. A couple of things I want to ask you about her. First of all, the United States, and I think last week we were talking about this, the United States has kind of grabbed the bull by the horns as far as this peace conference and the negotiations in Washington, D.C. Catherine Ashton was trying to maneuver and put herself in the position to play a stronger role. Is she fading by the sidelines, or is she going to be involved in all of this?
Oh, I think she's not fading. In fact, I actually think you'll see her take a major position. I'll be surprised if she doesn't, let's say it that way. The United States, as far as Europe is concerned, as far as the European Union is concerned, is losing the leadership lead, if you will, in the race. And I am sure with her desire to really establish the EU as foreign policy, and she's going to establish it, show it, demonstrate it, it's hard to imagine she's going to take a back seat to anybody. Remember, too, she'll have Tony Blair there to also assist her. And I have learned many times, if you have two powerful people agreeing, they very often take control and direct it. At the very least, they will be significant in pointing the direction for the meetings, but I think we'll see a much bigger role from both of them at the actual conference.
I've got to tell you that the Israeli leadership is not too excited about Catherine Ashton. Earlier this week, she got involved in what they say is meddling in internal affairs as it relates to the Israeli government. Israel kind of condemning and bringing charges against a Palestinian demonstrator, and she jumped to his aid, showing basically her stripes, what side of the fence she is on.
I think while that's true, I think some of the people further behind her, so to speak, in the group that is working with her, have been unhappy that she did that. They recognize that this was an area they shouldn't. Israel certainly recognizes an area she shouldn't have stepped in. She may be a little wiser from it. We hope so. Her personal feelings, yes, I think it reflects that. But again, Tony Blair is really good at things, and I think if you'll have a little chat with her, we could well see her toning herself down and avoiding those issues and sticking with the prime issues on the table.
Let me change the subject just a bit and team coverage of these peace talks on the broadcast today. In fact, if you missed any of the conversations with any of our broadcast partners, you can go to our website, prophecytoday.com, and re-listen to what they had to say about these upcoming peace talks that will begin this next week in Washington, D.C. But as we continue to focus on the European Union, just a bit different part of the thought process, what about the European Union's popularity? I see that in recent polls, that popularity among the body politic, the people of the European Union, has plunged across the entire complete European Union.
Yeah, that is not surprising. Actually, if we look back on the past at surveys, you'll find with exceptions of small groups of people within the European Union, their popularity has never been very great. But we also have to add something else, is that most of the people in the European Union actually know very little about the European Union and its government, except it affects it in its day-in and day-out routine on regulations. But as far as the government goes, they know very little, and so they have always been much more supportive of their local country.
Dr. Rob Congdon, our special broadcast partner here on Prophecy Today, looking at the European Union with his latest update. Thank you, Rob. Have great meetings there in Pennsylvania this weekend.
Thank you, and I would just pass on the greetings from quite a number of people in Rhode Island that came out last weekend and wanted me to say hello to you, Jimmy.
Thanks for listening. Prophecy Today is a listener-supported ministry, and this information is available because of the prayers and donations of people just like you. To make a donation, go to prophecytoday.com/partners or call 877-674-3298. You can also send your donations directly to Prophecy Today, P.O. Box 2510, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37409. Thank you, and remember to keep looking up until...